Teraz je to Šišila, je si takhle na čvání Prabhupádyky. Je to Lila Krišta, on byš mi pár, pár mám na mě dát do čarža. A to teda se to Šišila, pak jsem to Sarasvati ký. A nám to kudy vejš návim, tak ký. Námá čarža hoj das tako. Pengi ke houši Krišna, Čaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shedvaita Gradha, Shivasana Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda. Vada Krishna Gov, Govinath, Samakan, Vada Kunda, Giga Vidan ký, Matura Vindavan Dan ký. Maya Vanavati Tanki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, Samveta Bhakta Vinda. Glory some devotees, all glory some devotees, all glory Sri Guru and Govinda Parandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 8, verse 51. What? It's working? All right, now?
Yes.
Srinam Madhata Banduna.
Srinam Madhata Banduna.
Droyo Savihotita.
Droyo Savihotita.
Kamabir Grihamedhiya.
Kamabir Grihamedhiya.
Naham Kalpo Vyapohitam. Srinam Madhata Bandhunam.
Srinam Madhata Bandhunam.
Roho yo sa vihotito.
Roho yo sa vihotito.
Kama bhigriha medhiya. Naham kalpo vyapohito. Srinam adhata bandhunam. Draho yo sabihotito. Kama bhigriha medhiya. Naham kalpo vyapohito.
Bandhunam
of the friends who are killed.
Droha
enmiti. Ya
that.
All those.
Iha.
Herewith.
Utita.
Has accrued.
Karma
bhi. By dint of work. Grihamediyai.
Grihamediyai.
By persons engaged in material welfare.
By persons engaged in material welfare.
Na.
Never.
I. Kalpa.
Kalpa.
Can expect.
Japohitam.
Undoing the same.
Undoing the same.
Translation. I have killed many friends of women. And I have thus caused enmity to such an extent it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. Purport. The Grihamedis are those whose only happiness is to perform welfare work for the sake of material prosperity. Such material prosperity is sometimes hampered by sinful activities.
Did you say that?
What?
Says that to say it's just business.
Yeah, sounds good, but it's a business.
Okay. Call Dravida right now. For the materialist is sure to commit sins, even unintentionally, in the course of discharging material duties. To get relief from such sinful reactions, the Vedas prescribe several kinds of sacrifices. It is said in the Vedas that by performing the Ashvamedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, one can get relief from even Brahma Hatya, killing of a Brahmana. Yudhisthira Maharaj performed this Ashvamedha Yajna, but he thinks that even by performing such yajnas, it is not possible to get relief from the great sins committed. In war, either the husband or the brother, even the father or sons, go to fight. And when they're killed, a fresh enmity is created. And thus, a chain of actions and reactions increases, which is not possible to be counteracted even by thousands of Ashvamedha yajnas. The way of work karma is like that. It creates one action and another reaction simultaneously, and thus increases the chain of material activities, binding the performer in material bondage. In Bhagavad Gita 9:27-28, the remedy is suggested that such action and reaction of the path of work can be checked only when work is done on behalf of the Supreme Lord. The battle of Kurukshetra was actually fought by the will of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, as it is evident from his version. And only by his will was Yudhisthira placed on the throne of Hastinapur. Therefore, factually, no sin whatsoever touched the Pandavas, who were only the order carriers of the Lord. For others who declare war out of personal interest, the whole responsibility lies on them. What's the next verse? Okay. Stri nama datta bandunam droho yo savihotita karma vigriha mediyar naham kalpo vyapohito. I have killed many friends of women, and I have thus caused enmity to such an extent it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. First thing Prabhupada mentions this Grihamedi reference. Apparently Grihamedis are not so bad because they do welfare work for the sake of material prosperity. So, but this type of welfare work is not recommended according to this verse. Karma bir grihamedi. So mostly we think of grihamedi, griheshu grihamedi now. That the grihamedis are generally attached to the griha. Ato griha kshetra shutaptabi dar janasya moho yam mahamameti. This Shabdev is saying there to his 100 sons that because Grihamedi means, even, depends how you see Grihamedi. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj is, or Vasudeva are comparing themselves to Grihamedis also. So Dina, low, fallen, very humble person. So, but Grihamedi is a karmi, basically. So this karmic activity, he's doing this here, big yajna, Ashvamedha yajna. Koti Ashvamedha is said in by Kaviraj Goswami, that even if you do, koti means what, 100 or a million? I think million. quote the Ashvamedha Yajna, if you do 100 of them, 100 or millions, it's not equal to the chanting. Someone who says that, quote the Ashvamedha Yajna, Harinam song, if he thinks that doing them is equal to the chanting of Hare Krishna, then he is meant to be punished by Yamaraj. So this is the vichar, the consideration of the pure devotee. And we have to consider Kaviraj Goswami is a great pure devotee, worshipped by all acharyas since that time, that this Kaviraj Goswami, he had association of Raghunath Goswami for a long time, and he heard from him every day for hours, even when in Radhakund and so many, he heard. And this Raghunath Goswami was the most renounced person, and Vairagya Pradhan, in fact. So therefore, we take it from authority that if you perform somehow, I don't think anyone here or in the nowadays can do this Ashvamedha Yajna. Sometimes you see that these Mayavad Yogi or groups, they advertise that they're doing some big yajna like that. But they're, of course, illegal to do certain things. They can only do some, they do big yajnas. None of those things are going to help us in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, Sankirtan is the only recommended method. Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. In fact, in the sixth canto, describes there, Naniskrita Rudita Brahmavadi Bis. These are second chapter of sixth canto, where Ajamiel is being, the story is being told. In the beginning of this sixth canto, Maharaj Parikshit was feeling very despondent, and he was hearing about all the yatana, punishments that living entities have to undergo, so he was very concerned. Adunaya Mahabhaga Itaiva Narakam Nara Tamme Vyakata Mahasi. Tell me, you're the most fortunate person, Sukadeva. Still, we're hearing from Sukadeva. We haven't given up hearing from Sukadeva. Parikshit Maharaj heard, we're also hearing. So Sukadeva Goswami, after hearing Adunaya Mahabhaga, that Parikshit Maharaj said, you're the most fortunate person. Can you please tell me how they can be counteracted? So people will not have to suffer. So several proposals were given by Sukadeva that you can do so many things. But finally, he came to the point that yata purusha, mahapurusha seva, that you have to do service to the mahapurusha. Mahapurusha means guru, mahapuroshiko bhavam. So, how he explained it was the story of Ajamiel, that Ajamiel had simply chanted the holy name of the Lord. He did not perform any kind of, he had given up all Vedic rituals, and he was simply very attached to his, in fact he was doing all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his family and his prostitute. So it's a classic example of that. So during the course of the conversation, described how the Yama Dutas had come to take Ajamiel, and the Vishnu Dutas were speaking so many arguments against why you cannot take this Ajamiel. Because Yada Narayana Yeti Jagado Chaturakshram. He chanted the name, these four syllables, Chaturakshram, Narayana. Yata Harinam Yata Padai Hirtais. The Harinam, he chanted. There it says Narayan, sometimes Hari. Papa Niskritam, he says, even Ajamiya was not only delivered from one sin, but it said, I am he kuchin, millions of sins. Not only one sin, but many lifetimes. Janma kotyang hasangapi. So by chanting the holy name, of course, Yudhisthira is also described in this purport, all these purports, that he is, he understands it's only the will. We understand. So Yudhisthira is far more advanced than we are. But still, the conversation is going on. That it's not possible to counteract these by doing something. This was the counteracting, the atone, price chittam, vimarshanam. That Sukadeva Goswami said, this is just like the elephant bathing. We heard about that yesterday, the day before. So the elephant comes out, he's doing a sinful. Prabhupada used to give the example of the Christian religion, that they perform so many things, and then on Sunday, some other religions might be Saturday, but some, mostly they go on Sunday and they say, oh, I've done this, I've done this, I've done, please forgive me, I won't do it anymore, or something. They don't even say that, but they think they're being forgiven, but their sinful activities are going on. So in material life, you cannot do anything but suffer. Tapam, tapa, tap, papo, tap in the krintano tanabritam. Because tanabritam, those who are embodied, their only business is papo and tapo. They're doing sinful activities. Papa hatan naram, described Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aham kvachid brahman. He appears to relieve all, especially the men, but any living entity. You see in the Jarikanda forest, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relieving or enlivening even the animals, Pashu, Paki Jare. The stones are melting, the animals are chanting. So Mahaprabhu has come to take away all sins. It's described in so many verses about Mahaprabhu that he's performing the kirtan. Advaitacharya also, by his loud crying, just by hearing that, all sins fly away. Mahaprabhu claps his hands and the clouds even disperse. So this is the power. The same holy name we can take now. Chaita Darpanam Arjunam Bhav Maha Davagni. By this sinful activity that's being described here, Strinam, Bandhu, he's describing that even friends of women. But the holy name, Gokoti, is described that even those who are killers of women, it's also described there in the 6-2, even the killers of women, Steno Sura Po Mitra Drug, those who have turned against their Mitra, Bandhu, friends, or even killed their own guru, or Talpaga. That means they, even if they've had, you're all mumbling in your mask, I can't. I appreciate shloka, but not if I can't understand. Stena Surapo Mitra Drug. Brahmaha Guru Talpaga means even if they had sex with their guru's wife. So this is pretty bad. So several verses they're describing. Yani Kani Chapa Pani also. Brahmahatya, if one kills a Brahmana, what to speak of women's friends of women. I've killed many friends of women. Interesting way of saying this. Friends of women. Doesn't say he killed women, actually. Killed many. I have caused enmity. So this whole material world means enmity. The Vaishnavas are always praying, like Prahlad Maharaj, Swastyastu Vishvasa Kala Apasidatam. Whole material world is full of kala, kalakrura, envious persons, very cruel persons. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is praying, and Yudhisthira is in this mood. What can I do? Cannot counteract it. He's feeling very helpless. So Prahlada Maharaj is saying, Yastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiditam. He wants all persons who are in enmity to be pacified. How will they be pacified? Aveshikam yo nomatir apya haitaki. By doing ahaitaki bhakti yoga. Causeless bhakti yoga. Pratyata. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiditam. Vishvasya means he's not thinking of just a few, but the whole universe. Full of Papotapa Nikantano. Six Goswamis, they're seeing, of course, they're still seeing us. Papotapa. Nothing but sin and then suffering for the sin. Papa Niharane, Yava Kartum Nashakno Ti, Patakam Pataki Nara. It's also said there, Vishnu Chakravarti is quoting that the so many sinful activity. You cannot perform. Eko harinam jatopa paripape hoi jatopa garibare nare. By doing one chanting, pure chanting of the holy name. Not maybe our chanting, but Prabhupada is chanting even on a record player. Used to be record player, tape recorder, computer, the chip in your brain, whatever. If you hear one time Prabhupada's chanting, Eko harinam jatopa pare. You cannot perform more sinful activity than you can counteract. So that chanting, just like the Ajamiya, he took Mriyamano Harinama, Putram, even though he was calling for his son, the holy name. Prabhupada describes that the Vishnu Dutas, they're like the police. They're on call. And when they hear the holy name, the name of their master, they're described Sorapujitani. They're worshipped even by the demigods, the Vishnu Dutas. So when they hear that holy name, they arrive on the spot. Just like the police are ready to call 911, they arrive. So the Vishnu Dutas arrive just to say a Jamiya, chanting the holy name. Because he did not sin on the basis of the holy name. He did not perform aparad. Even the aparad, the eighth aparad is when hutagnaya, what is it called? Doing so many material things. If one equalizes the holy name with all these things, dharma, huta, tyaga, you know, renunciation, the dharma, that is also one of the aparads. And these things are enunciated. There's so many dharma shastras, manusamhita, parashar, Manasamita, so many, there's, Prabhupada says, 20 Dharma Shastras. So even if you follow all those things, very strictly, then Sukadeva says, not good enough. It might purify you, Vishud, Tata Vishud Yat Agavan. It will purify of sin, but won't give you any love of God. It's possible you might get, and still you can be a Grihamedi, Grihasta, or hopefully Grihasta, but Griheshu Grihamedi Nam. That's also described in the beginning of Second Canto, this mentality that Nidra, what does it say? Day and night, Nidra Hriyate Naktam Vyavaina Chavavaya. Day by day, every day, the Grihamedi, they're working very hard. Day and night, just to maintain the body and their family. This is very difficult work. One gets to human form of life not meant for this. Atato brahma jigyasa. When Rahugana, he was a Grihamedi, the king, described there, this is all Sukadeva Goswami speaking, Maharaj Parikit, and he's describing the Jadabharat, how Jadabharat, he was acting like a dull, stunted person, but when he was carrying the palanquin and he was moving in such a way to avoid ants, and so the Rahugana chastised him and said, what are you doing? I know you're not too strong. Your body's not too strong. But then Yadabara told him, yes, that's true, because I'm not the body, whether strong, weak, and you are in the king's body thinking you're a big shot. Hankari matta hoya nitai parapasariya. Due to a hankara, we're forgetting Lord Nityananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Emana durmati. So everyone is coming into the material world with a wicked mind, forgetting. Krishna bulyo seji vanadi. Since time immemorial, we're forgetting. Anadi, before time. So in Jada Bharat described to the king Huganaita, tapasana yati na cheja, all these different things, that you won't get relief from your predicament, my dear king. But the king was astounded. I thought this guy was a sudra, very stout, and now, but a dummy, just a fool. He chastised him, calling him so many names. But when Jadbharat started to speak, Mahiyasam father of Jobi Shaitam, he said, you, thinking of a big shot, you won't get relief by, even if you were able to stay out in the blazing sun and in ice cold water and perform perfectly your Grihamedi king dharma, Nateja Nirvapanadyatirva, Jalagni Surya, you won't get it. The only way you'll understand who you are, who is Krishna, by Hangse Doro. Of course, Bharata, he's in the line of Rishabhdev, and Rishabhdev instructed all of his sons perfectly that Nayamdeho Bhajan Loke Kashtan, come on, Arhate Vidbhujan, you don't act like a stool eater. What to speak of Grihamedi? He's comparing any humans who do not take up Krishna consciousness to the stool eaters, simply after sense gratification. Tapo dibhyam putraka yena shudyad. You should become purified by doing tapasya. Tapena. Tapyanti loka tapena. The Vaishnavas, they perform tapasya only for the sake of the whole world, just like Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Let everyone be pacified. All these envious and full of people, these people full of enmity. Matsa, matsarya, nirmatsaranam satam. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam is meant for those who are given up enmity, matsarya. Enmity, enviousness. Prabhupada said, as soon as you feel some envy, then you'll know you're not Krishna conscious. So what did Judd Bharat tell to Rahuganath? Oh, many amazing things. I mean, your whole life you can spend just reading one canto or some chapters in Bhagavatam. So sometimes we like to focus. So Judd Bharat, he was focusing on this Grihamedi life, what it means, how the Banik, any living entity, any person comes into this material world, he never knows how to get out. Yudhisthira is expressing this confusion. What can I do? Like Arjuna, I don't know what to, I dropped his bow, and Vaiputus Chasharirne, he's shivering in fear, and he's a big Kshatriya, and suddenly he's Brahmativa Chane Mana, my mind is so disturbed. So similarly here. So everyone in this material world, the mind is very disturbed. Eva Mana Karma Vasham Prayanti, we're under the control of the mind, is dictating to us. Evam karma vasham. This is one of the instruction of also Rishabhdev. Pratirna yavan mai Vasudeve. As long as one doesn't get priti, love, for Vasudev, Krishna, then he's under this karma mentioned here. Karma, beer. Yastenda gopa matavendra mahosa kambanda nirupa bhajana tanoti karmani nirdehi kinti jabhakti bhajan. So Brahma, Lord Brahma says that everyone from the tiniest Indra Gopa is a germ. We don't know how small microscopic germs are, very tiny, virus or some type of, what they're doing, they're causing great misery, but they're also under their stress of karma. Up to Indra, Yatanda Gopa Mataven, up to Indra, Mahosukam, Banda. They're all in the karma banda. Nadi karma pale, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, from time immemorial, before the beginning. Adir means the beginning. And anadir means before the beginning. So that's giving us an idea how we're in this material world. We're karma banda, locked up, and we don't know how to get out. So Jai Bharat is telling that they come into the material world. He compares that to a banik, ordinary, materialistic, mercantile man. And he wants to get, he goes in the forest of the material world to get some wood or some stone and sell it. This seems like a basic thing, very basic. But it's expanded all the way to up to Lord Brahma. Everyone is under this wheel of time. It's cutting down. Ayo harati vaipung, day by day. Tasyarte yakshyonita uttama shloka. Only those who, tatopalambakam, uttama shloka lalasa, who are attracted to the uttama shloka. And all these shlokas are uttama. Bhagavatam means uttama shloka. Bhagavatam. Idam, Bhagavatam, Puranam Brahma Samhitam is equal to Krishna. Krishna tulyo Bhagavata. When we're reading Bhagavatam, we're reading Krishna. And it's giving relief from all. Since we have, long as we stay with our mind fixed on Bhagavatam. Usually if we deviate from Bhagavatam, from Harinam, so many times Prabhupada said, therefore 24 hours chant the Harinam. Kirtaniya sada hari, satatam kirtiyanto maham. As long as we deviate, the mind suppresses us. Even this word is seen in the Bhagavatam in chapter 47, karma bhir brahmyamana anam, where Nanda Maharaj, kvapi svichaya, he says that where brahmanda brahmite, he's taking himself as an ordinary person. By my karma, we may go anywhere, but mangala charita danai, let me please do very auspicious things. Shubha, shubha pararida. Shubha, very, but in a material sense, Prabhupada is quoting the verse from the Gita. Shubha, shubha pararida, moksha se kamar bandana. One can get moksha relief only by becoming indifferent to mundane welfare activity. He's citing these two verses from the Gita. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat tapasi. Whatever you do, whatever tapasya you do, has to be done only for Krishna, this tapasya. So we're thinking of that verse describing Lord Shiva, how merciful he is. Tapyanti loka tapena. He's taking on tapasya only for this, to relieve others of their suffering. Sarva prayaso jana paramaradhanam tadhi purusha shakyaratmana. It's Purushottam Mas, so we should think of Krishna as Purushottam. In the beginning, we chanted that 15th chapter. So Nanda Maharaj is saying there that yatra kvapi sarechaya, the will of Krishna, by his will may we become attracted to him. Ratir na Krishna Ishvare akila atmana anam. He is the soul of souls. Sometimes the coward men, they were saying, you know, Nanda Maharaj, sometimes we think that your boy, Krishna, might be the soul of all souls, at least. So, this Jai Bharat, he was describing in such detail, when you read that, it is meant for our deliverance. That they come into the material world, don't know how to get samsara, and being tortured in so many ways, and even these welfare activities, even getting vibaha is mentioned, marriage ceremony, or even upanaya is mentioned, these are all considered mundane from the standpoint of the pure devotees. Sandhya vandana badramastab Sandhya Badamastu may Bodeva Pitarascha Tapanabido, the verses there by Madhavendra Puri, that he gave up all these Sandhya Vandarete, that means three times a day, especially in the morning, evening, one has to do so many things. Any Brahmana, any Hindu in fact, depending on their status, they have to do so many things. He said, I'm giving that smam smam agam. Haram. I think it's enough just to meditate on Krishna. That will take away all my sinful activity. I don't have any obligation, as said also in the, later in the Bhagavatam, that one has no... What is that verse? He's not obligated to the Pitris or to any of his ancestors, relatives. So here, Yudhishthira is showing the example that he's very entangled with his relatives. The Judd Bharat is saying these relatives, he's comparing to foxes, wolves, and just the children, the wife, like a tigress. He's forcing that King Rahugana to become detached. He's forcing us to become detached. They're demanding so many things from the householder, the Grihamedi. We need this, we need that. They're the government men are like carnivorous demons, Prajaste Bhakshiya Shanti, they devour the citizens. There's so many crickets and animals in the forest. There's an elephant, the pythons. Imagine being in a cave and there's only big pythons, the elephant is coming to crush you. So Bhagavatam is very descriptive. Sometimes people resent it. Some new devotee was telling me just not long ago, why Prabhupada is so heavy, you know? So heavy? Are you serious? Have you read Bhagavatam? Go read Bhagavatam. Guru means heavy. Adal Gurvashraya, Hangse Guru. First thing, you have to approach the Guru. Then, if you get his mercy, then you won't think it's heavy. You'll think it's nectar in my ears. Svastyasti vishvasakalapasidatam dhamtu bhutani shiva omito daya aveshitam nomati arapya. So Bhagavatam is heavy. Sometimes it's pure nectar. It's sometimes, but if you are not Krishna conscious, it will feel like poison. In fact, Judd Bharat says that the Grihamedi, sometimes he tries to take shelter of some bogus guru. This is like a poisonous well or a poisonous tree, poisonous fruits. He eats it, he dies. He tries to run into a cave. He's eaten by the python of sleep, death. He goes to the living dead. Shavokuro no kurutesa pariyam is already described in the second canto. Now it's becoming more descriptive. Those who dress the body of someone who doesn't bow before Krishna, who, although he's decorated with a big turban, what does it say? Vikramanye Nashimbataka, his ears are like snake holes. He's very descriptive to catch our attention. It's pure poetry. Lord Brahma, Sukadev, they're the greatest poets, they're speaking. Vyas. And all our acharyas, they're giving their commentaries. Sanatana, Rupa. I saw some mundane scholar, formerly we'll say ISKCON devotee. He said, oh, six Goswamis, they were very learned, but they weren't geniuses. And I thought, whoa. Even mundane scholars acknowledge that they're geniuses, and this guy was a Prabhupada disciple, and he's saying they're not geniuses. Well, at least he's talking about them. No, there's nothing not genius about Bhagavatam. There's nothing not genius about our acharyas. The pure genius. That's just Patibandita. That is, Krishna has one quality, and also acharyas. Acharyavam Purusha Veda. If you get the association of the sadhus, and my karma via makata, and the sadhu, sadhu sangha, then. But when you give up, satsanga charikaino asate vilas, then you're drinking poison. Vishama vishaya vishusatatakainu. Narottam says, one gives up the association of the devotees, then he starts drinking these poisonous trees, poisonous fruits, drinking from the poison well. It's dangerous poison, vishama vishaya. Dangerous poison, the sanskara vikki. So, here, Yudhisthira is more or less saying this. You can't, by some griyamedi activity, naniskata udita brahmavadi beast, even if you're a big brahmana, you might get some purification, but it's not tata harinama, padarada, it's not like the syllables of the harinama. What is it? Vede Ramayana Chaiva. If you go through the whole Vedas, the Mahabharata, Ramayana, you only come to this one conclusion. Hari Sarvatra Giyate. These two syllables. Hari. If you can chant that like Ajamil did, then he wasn't studying Veda or anything else. He had given all that up. Okay, so it's time for the inputs. Ice cream microphone. Ice cream cone. Hare Krishna.
Seems like it's always said that when you chant purely, then you're there. You go back to Godhead. When you chant purely, so like Ajamil, he was chanting the name of his son. It doesn't seem like it. He's chanting his name of his son.
Ajamil, but if you read the whole 2-3 chapters, then you find out Sanketim Parihasham Bas Dobam. Even if one chants, thinking it's only some kind of nice music, or in the Jagai Marai, they were thinking it was nice music. Jagai, what is the verse? Tarsakshi Jagai Marai. Anyway, they were thinking, they were thinking you're chanting for Durga, Chandi, or something. But one of the verses there that I guess the Vishnu Dutas are saying, Sanketim Parihasam Ba, even if you think it's a joke, Parihasam, or you're chanting the name like of something else, Stobam Halanam, or neglectfully, Stobam Halameva, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam Asheshagam, still Asheshagam Haram Vidu, unlimited, Ashesha means unlimited agam, sins are still taken away. Asheshagam Haram Vidu, stolen away. Stole my sins, where's my sin? Hey, did you see that kid? He took my sin.
So basically, as long as we keep chanting, our sins are gone, right? They're gone.
And I'm still looking for them.
And even Yudhisthira, it seems like even Yudhisthira, his sins were all gone, right? But still,
he's in the Bhagavatam.
Yeah, but still he was...
Just become a Nimitta Matram Bhava Savasachin. In the 11th chapter of the Gita, Krishna's telling Arjuna, just become an instrument. I've already done everything, but yeah. We have to read the whole thing in context.
And Prabhupada gave a logic. Prabhupada said that
no, it's not okay. I hear you at home all the time and you don't speak in the mic. No one can make out what you're saying. So it's not that all right unless you're just talking.
I remember one lecture Prabhupada says that yes, the holy name it purifies, we don't need to chant anymore, but Maya has all the memories what we need, and she is waiting. As soon as you finish, okay, you may be liberated, but she has a list that what I wanted, and she will just influence it. She doesn't force, but I'll fall for it. So we have to keep on chanting, keep on going. You should not be like, okay, I'm done. No, there is no such thing.
Even Maya's got initiated by Thakur Haridas.
Yeah.
And she said, previously I got the name of Rama, but that's not enough. They're only giving liberation. I need to have the name of Krishna. So therefore, Haridas Thakur initiated her.
Yeah. Maya Devi, Bhiksha Magi.
Mahamohita Chaitasa.
I have a question, though. I'm sorry, Mother Madhu. You want to go for it? You forgot?
She forgot.
Giving charity is one thing, but it's all charity is not just activity, it's also mentality. That's a fact, what Prabhupada says. So, when somebody helping the poor people, need people with the hot dogs, now in one sense, it's a sinful that they are killing the cow to get the hot dog. But their mentality, they're not thinking like, I'm committing sin. They're thinking like, oh, I'm helping these people.
That's ignorance, pure ignorance, giving hot dog. I mean, that's already spoken in 17th chapter of the Gita.
No,
right?
That's according to you. But those people don't know. Those people don't know that.
Don't know means ignorant.
I understand, but I'm saying that charity is also mentality, no? In their mind, I'm not trying to be like supporting them, but I'm just trying to understand them. In their mind, they are thinking like, well, we are doing charity. We are helping. We want to help these people. But
well, that may lead them to do something. By doing that, they may see a devotee with a book and take the book and think, oh, let me give this guy some charity. He's a stupid Hare Krishna, whatever. I was just reading the prayer by Lord Brahma. I think it's 3:9:14 probably. And I was surprised. I didn't notice it before. So many things we don't notice in the Bhagavatam, but it said that Brahma says, even if there's benefit, he says, for people doing mundane activity, doing welfare work and like that. But still, I don't think it includes hot dog.
I mean, they give. That's why I'm saying. I know for sure.
They think that? Of course they think that. But that means they're in Maya.
So their mentality has no value? Like,
no, the mentality may lead them further. But they're in the long string of karmic activity that, by thinking that, they may get contact with a devotee or something like that. But it's just a step toward. They may do a jata sukriti. Maybe they'll sometime not do hot dog. Maybe they'll give, like sometimes people give the devotees some charity. You know, they give us, hey, you guys, Hare Krishna, you know. Well, usually it's Indians, but it could be other people. They also give Jayananda. He went. Those guys were definitely eating hot dogs. Banana King Louie, or so many people, they gave him so many things. They were meat eaters. But they loved Jayananda. They were crying. So next time around, they've earned so many agata sukriti. Jayananda is a good example, best. But so many devotees, they're getting charity from mundane people. Those same people may also give hot dog because of that mentality.
What about fifth canto, the description given that those who are knowingly doing the sinful will be suffering more, will be punished more.
Knowingly?
Yeah, and yeah. Then those who don't know anything, but they're killing or something.
The example is also there that whether you know the fire is hot or not, if you hit the fire, whether you know that, you still get the reaction. I don't know if you... Seems to me that's there also. The rule is there. Oh, I didn't know killing cow is bad. They didn't know. I mean, we were trained. The hunter, Mrigari. He said, I don't know anything. I was trained to kill these animals half killed.
But it's true. It's true that Prabhupada said, like, in India, because they know, they know the sacredness
true.
Of the cow. Yes. And because they're killing the cow, they're going to get... It's just like in law, there's different, it's first, second, third degree, if somebody did it.
Right, when you're in the grand jury, they tell you.
Because what happened to those people?
That's true.
Well, there's different punishments according to if it's premeditated or it's done in like
true.
A, an act of passion or,
When Prabhupada was speaking in 1976.
Even accidentally, like somebody accidentally runs... run someone over.
Right. There's different
and that's
degrees.
Called, what's that called? something manslaughter.
That's also given in the Ajamil thing. Guruni cha, laguni cha. According to the degree, whether it's guru heavy or lagu light. Mm-hmm. So it's lighter if you don't know. Right. And that could be considered lighter. But I'm saying in Prabhupada, in 76, he was being challenged by these news guys. They sound like they're quite young, if I wasn't there. But when he was being challenged, that Swamiji, you say this and that, but in America, they're enjoying. They're doing so many sinful activities. And in India now, we're suffering so much. He said, why? You don't follow Gita then. Gita says, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, you cook grains. He doesn't say you kill animals there, so you don't even study Gita, because Gita is spoken in your country, because Krishna appears here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ram, they appear here, therefore you must suffer 10 times more. Mm. 10 times more. So I don't know, we have to accept what Prabhupada said. So Prabhupada kind of scared them a little bit. He said, why are you making, Krishna says you grow grains, not
nuts and bolts,
tire, Goodyear tires.
Yeah, tires.
You eat the tires, eat your nuts and bolts. So he said, you should suffer, yeah?
Wasn't there something where somebody asked Prabhupada that why people in India are suffering so much, and then he said that. That's the point that
it's a new. If you look it up, it's a news, he could have said it other time, but he's very succinct in that news conference in 76. I don't remember the month. You can hear it, the tape. I remember hearing it so many times. And Prabhupada told them, they said, oh, but you, you're Westerners, aren't they, they're working for you for free, you're exploiting, or some stupid thing they said. He said, no, they're life sacrificers. They're working much harder than you. They're working 24 hours a day, going in vans, distributing books. They're doing it not for me. I'm not getting anything out of it. They're doing it because they love me and because they're distributing Krishna consciousness. But, he said, we have no such life sacrificers in India. Even Prabhupada said that when he went to Manila, that the dog eaters, Hobata Sapacho, he was talking about this verse, Karyan, that the dog eater, even if he gives up being a dog eater, of course, and he chants Hare Krishna, he said, in Manila, I saw the dog eaters were chanting Hare Krishna better than the so-called Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. He said that in the Radha-Dhamana lecture. He was commenting on Nectar Devotion, which is quoting that prayer. That does. Huh? Yeah, he was commenting on this verse by Kapila, or is it Devahuti speaking?
Devahuti speaking.
Hobata sapacho gariyan yad jivagri, one who jivagri namatubhyam, on the tip of his tongue is the holy name, tapas tapas. He has already performed all tapasya, tapas, Jehovah, Sharshana. He's an Aryan. He has done all Brahminical activity in his previous life. Therefore, Babanachur Nama Granati Ete. That such a person, Yanama Deya Shavanana Kirtana, the two verses. So that, especially that verse, he was commenting and saying, the dog eater, he said, when I was in India, I never saw a dog eater, really. But when I went to Manila, I saw dog eaters. But he said that Sudama Vipra and Siddha Swarup, they had induced the so-called dog eaters to chant Hare Krishna better than these so-called Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. It probably could get pretty heavy. I mean, I don't know how many Vaishnavas in Vrindavan are lower than the dog eaters, but from Prabhupada's standpoint, there are so-called Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada could tell who's who. We don't know. Therefore, we offer respect. But Prabhupada gave heads up so many times. He said, Vrindavan is overcome by rogues and rascals. And not that everybody is pure. Okay. Bottom? Some benefit for charitable mentality and some reaction for sinful activity. Welcome to conditional life. Wow. Haribo. Okay. That's enough? There's more? Okay.
This is the chapter.
Bhagavatam is heavy, but for us in Kali Yuga, we can view it through the mercy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, that's right. Bhagavad Gita speaks about charity in the different modes, yes, Kishore Krishna. That would most likely be in the category of charity in the mode of ignorance. Yes, totally. Hari Bol.
Okay. It's nice class.
Hari Bol. All right, we're done. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Very nice place.